Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today I want to share with you a message called The Place of Refining. Have you felt that you have been in that refining place yourself, the place where the heat is on and it seems to be rising? We know that gold and silver are refined in fire. And in Job chapter 23, verse 10, it says, "After he has tried me, I shall come forth as refined gold." It is God's goal for each and every one of us to be refined into pure, like pure gold, where the impurities have been burned away and the beauty and purity of the gold is left. David, we find as we read about his life in the Old Testament, faced that place of refining more than once. But today I specifically want to share a story with you from 1 Samuel chapter 23, where David was being chased by King Saul, the very king whom he had served and honored well. He had fought the king's battles and the battles of the enemies of the Lord. He had slain Goliath and saved Israel and King Saul himself from sure defeat at the hands of the Philistines. And yet, the tables were now turned and David was being chased and sought out by King Saul so that he might even take his very life if it were possible. Oftentimes when we're in that refining place, we find ourselves in a most peculiar and perhaps you would say an unfair situation facing us that's putting great heat or pressure upon our lives. Perhaps you have not done anything wrong. Perhaps you've served well and yet it seems like you're receiving persecution or difficulty as a result. Pay close attention as I share this story with you today that the Lord might encourage you and bring you to that place of victory. Come out of that place of refining to the place where you truly do come forth as gold. In 1 Samuel 23, starting at verse 14, we find David's story. David stayed in the wilderness in the strongholds and remained in the hill country in the wilderness of Ziph. Now I'll stop for a moment and comment this way. The word Ziph, our English word that we spell Z-I-P-H, is actually a Hebrew word that means the place of refining. So keep that in mind as we continue our story. And Saul sought him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hand. Now David became aware that Saul had come out to seek his life while David was in the wilderness of Ziph at Horesh. And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David at Horesh and encouraged him in God. Thus he said to him, "Do not be afraid, because the hand of Saul my father will not find you, and you will be king over Israel, and I will be next to you, and Saul my father knows that also." So the two of them made a covenant before the Lord, and David stayed at Horesh while Jonathan went to his house. Then Ziphites came down to Saul at Gibeah, saying, "Is David not hiding with us in the strongholds at Horesh, on the hill of Hakilah, which is on the south of Jeshimon? Now then, O king, come down according to all the desire of your soul to do so, and our part shall be to surrender him into the king's hand." Saul said, "May you be blessed of the Lord, for you have had compassion on me. Go now, make sure, and investigate and see his place where his haunt is and who has seen him there, for I am told that he's very cunning. So look and learn about all the hiding places where he hides himself and return to me with certainty, and I'll go with you, and if he's in the land, I will search him out among all the thousands of Judah." Then they arose and went to Ziph before Saul. Now David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon, and in the Arabah in the south of Jeshimon. When Saul and his men went to seek him, they told David, and he came down to the rock, and stayed in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard it, he pursued David in the wilderness of Maon. Saul went on one side of the mountain, and David and his men on the other side of the mountain. And David was hurrying to get away from Saul, for Saul and his men were surrounding David and his men to seize them. But a messenger came to Saul, saying, "Hurry and come, for the Philistines have made a raid on the land." So Saul returned from pursuing David and went to meet the Philistines. Therefore they called that place the Rock of Escape. Now this story is a great one, which shows the life of David and how he had to hold on and trust in God with all of his heart, even though he found himself in most difficult and pressure-filled situations. Our story began saying that David was staying in the wilderness of Ziph. Again, that word Ziph simply means the place of refining. So David found himself in the place of refining. Are you there today? Understand this, that God is always trying to refine you, and the enemy, your adversary, Satan, is always trying to destroy you. And keep those things straight, because oftentimes people will mistake and say God's trying to destroy them or bring these things upon them, and that is not true. Satan, the adversary of your soul, is the one Jesus identified as being having the very assignment or the very goal of stealing, killing, and destroying. Where Jesus said about himself in that same verse in John 10:10 that he had come to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. So make sure that you are not deceived thinking that difficulties that you're facing have been brought on by God to destroy you in some way. Quite the contrary. God is, however, very interested in refining you, and that process of refining removes impurities from our lives. It's the enemy that's trying to destroy you. But God will bring you through, as he did David here, to that place, that rock of escape, and you will come out victoriously if you will keep your eyes on the Lord, trusting him and having faith that he will walk you through any situation and lead you forth triumphantly. But we must be obedient to him along the way. We find here that David, in the place of refining, in this wilderness of Ziph, experienced the pressure of Saul seeking him every single day, as it said there in 1 Samuel 23, verse 14. Saul sought him every day. This simply means David was experiencing pressure on a daily basis. The pressure was on. Do you feel the pressure on yourself right now? That's what David experienced in this place of refining. The pressure was on, or you could say the heat was on. And when you're in that refining place where the heat is on, God is good and he is loving and he sees and he understands your situation, and he will do for you as he did for David here in verse 16. God will send you encouragers to speak words of encouragement to you when you're in the middle of that refining place. In verse 16, we see that Jonathan, Saul's son, went to David and encouraged him in the Lord. Or other translations say, strengthened his hand. God will send you encouragement when you're in the middle of the refining place. However, many people reject the encouragers just because they don't bring an end to the pressure. Perhaps they'll say, oh, don't even say that. Don't even encourage me. Don't even say it's going to get better. Look at the situation, and their focus becomes so very myopic, so looking at one thing only, and that are the circumstances that they're in or the pressure that they're under, that they reject and do not receive the encouragement God is trying to send their way. Do not make that mistake. And the encouragers God sends your way when you are in a difficult, pressure-filled refining place, they are sent to strengthen you in the Lord. It says that Jonathan came and he encouraged him in the Lord, or he strengthened his hand. If you'll receive the encouragement God sends, the words of others who come to exhort and encourage you, though you're in a difficult, pressure-filled situation, though they cannot bring you an end to the pressure, if you'll receive it, it will strengthen you for the process that you're in. It'll strengthen you while you're walking through that place of refining. Don't reject encouragers that are sent your way. God will send them, and receive them, and listen to their words, and allow the hope that they're speaking and the faith that they're speaking over you to come into your spirit, because God sends them to strengthen you during these times. But here comes other people into David's situation, and also you'll experience them if you're in the refining place. In 1 Samuel 23, verse 19, just three verses after the encouragement of Jonathan had come David's way, we find some people who are not going to encourage David, but instead are going to be used to turn up the heat in the refining place. In verse 19, it says, "Then the Ziphites came to Saul at Gibeah, saying, 'Is David not hiding with us?' And it goes on to say, 'We shall surrender him into the king's hand.'" Now, the Ziphites, remember, were people from the place of refining. Ziph meaning the place of refining. So these Ziphites were being used to turn up the heat, so to speak, on David's life. Here is a test that you and I face when we are in the place of refining. Human beings are being used to turn up the heat in your life. It will be humans. It will be people that will be used to turn up the heat. They may not be doing it intentionally. They may not even realize they are being used that way. And yet they are either discouraging you or putting more pressure on you or being the source of wrong or evil accusations, false accusations against you, or other methods that the enemy will try to use to turn the heat up in your life. But understand, this is a test that you need to pass in order to get out of the place of refining. You must pass this test, and here's the test. It will be a great temptation when people or humans are used to turn up the heat in your life while you're in this pressure-filled, heat-filled refining place. The temptation will be for you to become angry, to become bitter, to become resentful and venge-filled towards the people who are being used to turn up the heat in your life. Many of these people are just misguided or immature, or they're confused, or they may even be thinking that they're doing the right thing. Or they simply do not have any discernment and they do not understand all of the circumstances in your situation and they've misjudged it. Regardless of the reason that they are saying the things they're saying, doing the things they're doing that are causing more pressure for you, the test that you are facing and the temptation you're facing is, will you obey God and not become resentful? Will you obey God and not become bitter, unforgiving, angry towards these people? Will you forgive? Will you walk in love? That's the test. Or the temptation is, I deserve to be able to be angry at these people, or I have every right to be resentful towards them. And that's the temptation Satan lays before you. And the test God lays before you is his word. Will you walk in love? Will you overlook? Will you do as Jesus did? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. This is the test that you're in. In order for you to get out, to pass the test, to come out of that place of refining as gold, lacking in impurities, all the impurities burned out, you will have to pass the test of loving, forgiving, and overlooking the wrongs of others done towards you when you are in the middle of this place of refining. And understand, these Ziphites that came to Saul thought they were doing the right thing. They thought they're being loyal to the king. They are serving their king. They are going against the king's enemy. They probably believed the lies that were being said, that David was actually after King Saul's life, which was a rumor being spread by Saul himself, that David was lying in wait for him and trying to destroy him. And that was certainly not true. As we saw over and over again, David, though presented with the opportunity to kill Saul on several occasions, never would lift his hand to destroy him. And so these Ziphites were without a doubt misguided and thought they were doing the right thing, but in the process of doing that, they were applying more pressure to David's situation, turning up the heat, so to speak, on him in this place of refining. Understand, you've got to pass the test of overlooking the sins of other people, of forgiving those who have wronged you. You have to pass that test or you will never come forth as gold, because resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness, and the tendency to become hateful or seek vengeance for people who have done you wrong is an impurity in a person's life. God's love is pure. He wants us to walk in that same purity, that same level of love, because the scripture tells us in Romans that God has shed abroad in our hearts his love, meaning that he's put a deposit in your life of the love of God. And you are able, by drawing on that love, not on your own human love, but on that love, you are able, by his grace and with his help, to walk in love towards people who treat you unkindly, unfairly, and perhaps even maliciously. But if you do not yield to the Holy Spirit and to the love that's inside of you, if you're a born-again Christian, you will not pass this test. And you'll end up, those impurities will not be burned away, they'll build up, they'll increase in your life. If you become bitter at the human beings that are involved in turning up the heat in your refining place, this is a very vital test you must pass if you're going to come forth as gold. And then, not only will you encounter these difficulties in the place of refining, but you will eventually get to the place like it looks like sure death to you, disaster, ruin. But if you will remain steadfast in clinging to and relying on and trusting God in your situation, he will cause you to escape this sure disaster that looks like it's looming. In verse 26 to 28, here in 1 Samuel 23, we find this very situation happening to David. It looks like he's about to be destroyed. It says, Saul went on one side of the mountain and David and his men on the other side of the mountain. And David was hurrying to get away from Saul, for Saul and his men were surrounding David and his men to seize them. But a messenger came to Saul saying, hurry and come, for the Philistines have made a raid on the land. So Saul returned from pursuing David and went to meet the Philistines. Therefore they called that place the Rock of Escape. In verse 26, it says that Saul and his men were surrounding David and his men. It looked like David had finally gotten to the point where he was going to be captured and or killed by Saul and his men. It looked like sure death. Sure disaster, ruin for him. When you are in the place of refining and the heat is up to the highest point, it will appear that you are about to face sure and sudden disaster. Understand this. If you will trust God, as King David did here in this story, his reliance was on the Lord. We see this consistently through his life. If you will rely on, trust in, remain steadfast in clinging to him with all of your heart, hoping and believing God is faithful who promised to preserve you and keep you, you will find the same miraculous deliverance that David experienced. This was a sudden and unexpected turn of events. Saul was just about to close in on David and his men when suddenly, seemingly out of the blue, a messenger came and told Saul, "Hurry and come, for the Philistines have made a raid on the land." And suddenly Saul turned and left and stopped pursuing David at the very point where he was about to have victory over David. But this is the way God operates. And I'm telling you, it may look like the 24th hour for you, but God is able to bring you to the rock of escape. And he wants to do that. But he's looking to see if your faith and your trust and your reliance are upon him or upon yourself. Are they upon God or are they upon your ability to deliver yourself? Many people make the mistake when they are in the place of refining, where God is trying to burn out every impurity of unbelief, of doubt, of self-reliance. And they, instead of casting themselves entirely upon the Lord, as God would have each of us, they try to work out their own deliverance. And by doing so, that impurity called self-reliance instead of God-reliance will get a stronghold in your life. Don't allow it to happen. David relied on God, and God miraculously delivered him and gave him the escape from what looked like sure and disaster. And God will do that for you. Make sure when you're in the place of refining that you pass that test of not becoming embittered towards those who are being used to turn up the heat in your life. And then when it does look like sure disaster's coming, you do not give up your faith and try to work out deliverance for yourself. But instead, you remain steadfastly clinging, faith-filled to the Lord, and he will deliver you. Remember, it is God's desire for you that you come forth as gold from that refining place. He's not trying to destroy you there. He's trying to refine you there. And when you are refined, you'll be able to be used by the Lord in a most powerful and amazing way. You'll be able to trust God implicitly without doubting, even when you're under extreme pressure. And you'll be able to deal righteously, walking in love, forgiveness towards people who seem to be turning up the heat in your life. Satan wants to destroy you while you're in that refining place by pressuring you with fear, with doubt, with unbelief, with resentment, bitterness, and anger, and pressuring you to react in the flesh to those humans. And yet, I want to exhort you today, allow God to refine you and to bring you forth as gold, able to reflect his image. I want to close by sharing this story with you. There was a group of women in a Bible study on the book of Malachi, and as they were studying chapter 3, they came across this verse 3, which says, "He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver." This verse puzzled the women, and they wondered what it meant. One of the women volunteered to find out about the process of refining silver and report back. She called on a silversmith and made an appointment to watch him work. She didn't mention the reason for her interest in silver. As she watched him, he held a piece of silver over the fire and he let it heat up. He explained that in refining silver, one needed to hold the silver in the middle of the fire, where the flames were the hottest, so as to burn away all impurities. The woman thought about God holding us in such a hot spot and thought again about the verse, "He sits as a refiner and purifier of silver." She asked the silversmith if it was true that he had to sit there in front of the fire the whole time the silver was being refined. The silversmith answered, "Yes, he not only had to sit there holding the silver, but he had to keep his eye on the silver the entire time it was in the fire. If the silver was left even a moment too long in the flames, it would be destroyed." The woman was silent for a moment. Then she asked the silversmith, "How do you know when the silver is fully refined?" He smiled at her and answered, "Oh, that's easy. When I see my image in it." I want to encourage you, allow God to refine you and to bring you forth as purified silver or gold, able to reflect His image purely. This is Rita Langland encouraging you that God loves you, and if you're in that refining place, He will bring you forth as gold if you'll yield to Him.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-KEY-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.